Now, tell me a little bit about your house. I understand you renovated.
Well, yes. We were both, I think, sort of romanticists when we thought about this, and we looked at a lot of these beautiful 12th century ruins, you know, the things the English call the heaps of stone heaps or whatever. Then we found a house that was not as old, and everything in it worked, except it was a farmhouse that the last time it had been inhabited by the family that owned it for like six generations, 11 people lived here in eight rooms. And rooms were small, and the ceilings were low, and we have a friend who's an architect in Paris, and he came and looked and visited and said, look, if you knock down all the walls on this side of the house, you'll get all this beautiful light. And so we did that, and then we knocked out all the rest of the walls. So from eight rooms, we've gone to two, and we have this really beautiful, big open space for our living, kitchen, and dining area with a ceiling that goes all the way to the top of the roof, you know, an open space with the rafters exposed. And then in the part that was the old kitchen, we have our bedroom and this really beautiful walk-in fireplace that is cozy and nice in the wintertime.
How big is your house?
It's a large house. I mean, not huge. It's all on one floor.
You have some land?
We have a hectare and a half, about 3 acres.
Yeah, I think it's something
all meadow, you know, farmland. And our neighbor farmer cuts the grass and feeds his cows with our hay.
How do you find the locals?
Oh, they're wonderful. Our neighbors are French. We go to their house for dinner and speak French with them. And one neighbor we really love because he's a former contractor or mason, and he reads Socrates and James Joyce and the Huffington Post every morning, and he's very informed and interesting, and his wife is just lovely. She's warm and helpful and cooks wonderful food. And our other neighbor's a farmer, and we have a little bit of trouble communicating with them because they sort of speak the Perigordian dialect too, but we try really hard to understand each other, and they've been really wonderful. Like, John got a dishevo, and it got stuck in the mud, and we walked down to the farmer, and he came immediately and pulled him out.
With a tractor.
Yes.
Talk about learning French. Okay. How much French did you know before you came?
I was an exchange student to France when I was 16, and I lived in Alsace, and I was fluent by the time I went back to the U.S. But that was 50 years ago, and I struggle for some words sometimes. I'm pretty good at communicating about just about anything now. John has gone from no French to being able to hold a conversation at a dinner party. But he still pantomimes a lot of words, and, you know, and it's fun. We have, we laugh a lot about it.
How have the locals been, how have they related to you in terms of learning the language? Have they been helpful?
Funny thing is that in the beginning, they'd want to speak to us in English.
Yeah, I know. That can be a problem. Yeah, I had this.
Yeah, and then the thing that I appreciate, too, is that people correct me in particular because they know that probably I'm ready to learn more, you know. And we've had comical things that have happened with language, you know, just using the wrong word and people just laugh. And I've never had the nasty experiences people describe, you know, in Paris, for example. I mean, even when I visited there since I was 16 and many years in between, and I find the French just very friendly, very helpful, eager to welcome people, non-French people.
Yeah, I do too. I think you do run into people who are, you know, who are sick of the tourist or sick of somebody who can't speak their language, but I do think they're few and far between. I agree.
If you want to hear a little bit more of a side where it's less positive, sometimes I think bureaucrats get stuck in the way they think things should be done. And we had a bit of a challenge getting our titre de séjour, and we were supposed to get it right away. I mean, when you get here, you're supposed to immediately start the process.
Talk about a little bit about this, because it's changed since I've moved to France. You're supposed to get a visa before you leave America.
Yes.
You come to France, and then you're supposed to get your titre de séjour.
Yes, you are supposed to apply for the titre de séjour or start the process immediately. And we got sort of we went to the wrong place.
You went to the sous-prefecture, not the prefecture?
Yes. And they were closed because they were going through a technical process of getting ready to do the CART-RE, which is for cars. And so every week we went, they were closed, and it said to come back the next day and or the next week, and we did. And finally, after 3 weeks, we got somebody to answer the door, and they said, oh, you have to go to Périgueux. So we went to Périgueux, but in advance, we called to make sure that the office we needed to see would be open. And they said, oh, yes, yes, it's open between 9 and 12. So we went, and the office was closed. And by this time, we were getting worried that we were really going to get in trouble for staying without starting this process. So I just said, well, can we please talk to somebody? And they said, no, 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 no. So I just very politely sat down. This is at the security entrance because the offices were closed and there were people there because you could see them. And I said, well, I'll just have a seat. We'll just sit down and wait until you see if you can find somebody for us. And sure enough, they did. And we made the application. We had to go back because John didn't sign his signature. There's a green box and then a black box. And the green and one letter went outside the box.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to drive an hour and a half for him to re-sign it.
Yeah, I know. Stuff like that does happen.
So then we waited, and this was in January. We went to the prefecture's office in December. John signed his signature correctly in January, and we didn't hear anything again until July. And then we got the appointment to go for the doctor's exam. We had to go to Bordeaux for that. And then teacher de séjour came not too long after that, maybe a month. So altogether, it almost took 7 months for us to get it. I don't know why, but I, you know, some people that reading and live in France move much faster, and I suspect other people have had long waits like we did.